construction site. Only see his teeth by the moonlight. It's gonna be a different night for him. His jogging's about to come to an end, but this is just a normal Monday night in the USA. I'm talking about knickers, 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 the empty attic lippers, the out late at night, steal anything in sight, while they're sucking public speakerphone, and knickers stole my bike. Kids in school trying to get an education, but sorry kids, your new classmates are Haitian. No more family outs in some mall, thanks to knicker gangs, no one's there.
Past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. I am Luigi and this is...
Bo, Deja Status.
Awesome. Hi, Bo. Today we are going to talk about, objectively speaking, sex is disgusting. Then... do you enjoy modern television? That'll be the show today. But before we get into it, we will talk about comments from the last debate episode. That's what we'll talk about.
Jeez, there were a lot of comments on this.
This was the most popular episode I've done in the past 2 months. 2 months at least. Most popular episode.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
based on what statistics and what numericals did I base this all on? I don't know, Podbean and I don't know, the number thing. The updutes tell me the story or something.
Well, I guess people like to hear us argue.
I purposefully do not cut out lots of the argumentation so that it would be very entertaining.
Good. I like arguing with you. It's fun.
Yes, I like having good substantive debates that are of substance, where exactly. I'm always completely right. I'm always right!
Well, of course you are. You're the man.
Yes, I'm always right.
But I've got an opinion, too.
We're gonna get the artificial wombs. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fucking incredible.
Yeah, but it'll still be fake. And you'll okay, know
so
it's
read
fake.
It. No,
so
whatever!
Stupid comments. So, first of all, Primus and... his obsession with parasites are good for you. Not all parasitic infestations are symbiotic, dude.
Just... okay, whoa, before he was begging and begging and begging you for a paper, and you would not provide a paper. You're like, I'm not going to do research for him, okay? And he provided all of these links for you. All of these links, they're all from like the same site, but still, okay.
Okay, continue. I read his shit. I clicked his shit, and I read his shit. I have, not all parasitic infestations are symbiotic, okay? Parasites can have multiple hosts that they spread amongst, and killing the host, one of the hosts in the line, it can definitely be part of their life cycle. So, it is a good idea to rid yourself of your parasitic load at least once per year. Not assume that your parasites are all good for you. Be that as it may, just research fucking cancer and ivermectin and you'll see a whole bunch of fucking shit about it. It is all
ivermectin's good for you. Ivermectin is good for you.
It really is. Ivermectin's good for you, and getting rid of your parasite load annually is something that everyone should do. Oh, Fashy Chad. I wish I could whore myself out to women in order to avoid consequences of my actions.
Yeah, that'd be so simple.
Life is so hard for women. Laugh out loud. You can, Fashy. You can. Gigolos exist.
You can whore. Oh, the gigolo argument. Oh, dude. Men do not have the same social value as women, even if they gigolo themselves out. You would have to equate it to, like, Luke being femboy to people. Well, like, that's Luke's doing it. Luke's femboying and presenting himself.
You can do that. That's just it. You do have that option. Okay.
Yeah, but people are doing
you,
it.
For you, it's an option. That's my default setting.
I think Fashy, in that episode, you were kind of using it like, oh my God, it's so hard for women because it's so easy for women kind of argument. Fashy's kind of laughing at that.
I understand laughing at that, but I really kind of wish you could see what it's like. I wish you could experience what it's like to get...
We get so much attention and it's so easy, therefore it's just so hard for us because we have to overcome so much more than you or something.
No, it's just because it's all predators. You know it's that you, predators. As a man, is a predator. You're a predator.
I think all men are predators.
Yeah,
even men that say they're not, they're just white knighting. You put those men in a room alone with a willing woman, dude, they will turn into a fucking demon monster, okay? I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
No doubt in my mind.
You guys need to understand, I wasn't protected from predators. I wasn't taught to identify them, and I was raised on the wrong side of the tracks. Maybe my experiences are somewhat unique for me, but it was pretty awful. You don't want my life. You really don't.
But he wants...
Nick Fuentes and Laura Jew Bastard Loomer fucked each other all right, but in their asses. That's actually probably accurate.
Laura Loomer pegged him?
Yeah, I would say they pegged each other.
they had like a... yeah, I wonder how the physics of that all worked out.
I don't know. Well, no, take turns. You take turns.
Let's
see. And, you know, thanks, Generation Not Z. I always get nervous when I monologue. I honestly get nervous about that. Ben saying that you will never, ever, ever get a robo waifu. No, you'll get a robo waifu. You'll just be basically selling yourself into slavery to pay for
the robo-waifu. Not even close, Bo. It's going to be half the cost of a car. It'll be half the cost of a car.
But if you're social, it'll be based on your social credit system, dude. You'll have to have your good boy points or your robo waifu won't
I already work. Have. I'm stocking up my good boy points right now, but I'm getting them already. Getting my good boy points on this and ready for my robo waifu. I'm all ready for my social credit score.
What do you think this show's going to do to your social credit?
I don't care. I'll have my lowly waifu. It'll be all good. It'll be fine.
Well, no, that's just great. It. Google will
turn
off
like three lowly waifus. Three lowly waifus. No. I'll jailbreak her. I'll jailbreak my lowly waifu. I'm jailbroken lowly waifu. They won't be able to touch her. They won't be able to touch my girl.
You know they're going to basically try and enslave men with the lowly waifus. That's how they're going to get that. The 80% that's dropping out of society back into society, they're going to bribe you with the robo waifus.
Robo waifus are going to be the new car. It's going to be the new house, the new slave.
Yes, it's going to be the thing that single white men will work for.
Yes.
You will work to own this. It used to be you would work really hard to get yourself a wife and family and children and everything that comes with that. Well, they've destroyed all of the familial bonds to such an extent that now they're going to sell you the robotic substitution.
Yeah.
And you're going to enslave yourself for their robotic goislop substitution of family.
I don't even think it's that far away anymore. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting closer and closer every day.
I think we're within 5 years of having something that people will buy.
We have to keep our chip supply. If something happens to Taiwan, I don't know, that might just poof up into smoke a little bit.
Well, that's why Israel is getting in on the chips, and that's the thing.
But that's not gonna be ready for like 6 years. The Israel went at least 6 years, man. They're like,
oh, Arizona's
gonna be 4 years.
Only gonna be four.
Yeah, but that's till it's built, and then they gotta hire everyone, and they gotta get all going, and blah, 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 whatever, man. Come on, this is gonna be delayed too because of diversity.
I understand. I understand. This is all the chips are one of the things that matters the most, and that's one of the things that make. But that I was bringing up Israel and the chips because that's one of the things that makes me most suspicious.
I'm not,
is because Israel's getting in on fucking chip building just as robo waifus are about to come online. So
I don't really
trust it.
I don't think it's not possible that we couldn't completely, like the U.S. couldn't pass an executive order or something, or pass some giant motivation to get everyone off their asses to hop in a gear with the chip production. If something happened with Taiwan or not, but right now it's like at least 5 years off, at least.
Yeah, we're asleep at the wheel, man. We really are when it comes to chips.
Yeah.
We really are.
That's 5 years. So if something happens to Taiwan, I mean, that will delay the robo waifus by like 5 years.
Yeah.
Because we'll have no access to boards anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait for the facilities to open. So so it's like, how does AI develop in America when we don't have any chips for the fucking institutions to research on? It's like, they don't have cards to fuel the machines.
It's going to put a damper in things. And that's why you all of a sudden see the chip building facilities being built. And I expect to see a couple more being announced as being built in other parts of the world, probably in the next year or two.
It's also why I don't think the Taiwan attack thing is so schizo. Like, and China is the same as Iran, and they always say they're going to do stuff, and then they never follow through with it, ever. They never back their shit up, ever. They're always like kind of, it's like a paper tiger kind of thing. Like they puff
exactly
up their chest.
What I was just going to say, paper tiger. That's exactly what I was going to say.
They puff up their chest and then they don't do anything. So it'd be a real surprise and change of events if they just decided, oh, we're going to take chip manufacturing at this key moment in time, and now we become the champions on the world stage. I don't think it's so far beyond the realm of possibility for that to happen. People don't understand that they are constantly building carriers and adding to their navy right now. Like,
yeah,
they're constantly expanding their military force. They never stop.
Yeah, and they take it seriously. It's not...
They train their children. Like, the kids are trained in school. Like, every school trains their kids to be warriors.
Well, it's not that. They're trained to be... they're trained to be warriors. They're trained to be healthy. In America, we're not trained to do that at all. And China has... I mean, their TikTok stream looks nothing like our TikTok stream.
They ban all of the stuff on TikTok that they push on us.
Yeah, all of it. All
their
that
TikTok,
crap.
Their TikTok is like science facts and shit.
Yeah, their TikTok is actually instructional videos. It's the stuff that goes viral there is science challenges, math challenges, language challenges. Can you add to this poem things? It's actually really interesting, and it shows that in the correct hands, technology can be used for the good of society, but we are suffering under technology being used for the detriment of society and for the financial gain of a small group of Jews. BitChute comments, what the fuck is it with Niggy's stuff?
What do you mean, what's up with Niggy's stuff?
There's just a... I never look at your BitChute comments, like, very rarely.
They get crazy. They get nuts, man. I don't even read half of them because sometimes it's just like Molly Bisher arguing with the sock accounts, and I can't keep all the sock. There's so many sock accounts, okay? And not only is there a ton of sock accounts, they can change the names of the sock accounts. So they have like 20 sock accounts that all shift names constantly and avatars, and it's like I don't even give a shit. So
okay.
I could care less, really. But it's entertaining. It drowns my messages out sometimes. I missed that I always fuck his fucking name up. Sun Mittens. Something like that. Whatever. That guy, he always posts, and he's the guy that gave me the $1,000 And he posted that he was going to do that, and I totally missed it because of all the Niggy comments. That's what I'm getting at.
Thank you for the money or something, I guess.
Ah, okay. Well, that would be frustrating then. I'm just going to scroll down.
Don't scroll down right here at the top. Right here at the top. Niggy Truth About Niggy channel. Past high school, they're already deflowered. They're already gone. Holy shit, what a black pill incel faggot. Lou is literally a virgin. I'm not a virgin, you asshole. Go fuck yourself. Okay, go fuck yourself. And I got many compliments on my fucking, so go fuck yourself.
Oh. Pride thing for men, I guess. The truth of the matter is, it's clown world. Sex you don't is understand. So heavily promoted to women right now, he's not wrong as far as there are vast majority of girls have already had sex by the end of high school, yeah? He's not totally wrong as far as the girls have already been deflowered by the end of high school. He's really not. That's part of what's wrong with the world right now because sex has been...
That's what I'm saying. He's saying they're pure and I'm black-pilled.
No, you're not black-pilled. You're right. He's wrong. What's wrong with what he's saying is...
It's foolish.
And his next comment, he says, the only people who talk about purity and virginity are those with no experience with women. Virgins aren't pure. They have back blah, 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 blah. No. No, dude. I have plenty of experience with both women and men. So fuck off, Niggy Truth About Niggy's channel.
I don't think it's so crazy to say that like 98% of... that. It does matter, but I don't think it's crazy to say that 98% of women coming out of high school are probably deflowered already. That's what all I'm saying. That's all I said. And Niggy's flipping out about like, it's not, you're so black-pilled, Lou, that there's pure, like, what are you talking about, Niggy, dude? Girls are promiscuous if they're even somewhat attractive in high school. What are you talking about, man?
Well, that's, you know, this is something that pisses me off, and I get into arguments with people about this all the time, and... people have accused me of being somewhat pedo-minded with this line of thought, and I'm not. But girls mature much earlier than men. And
it's just facts.
I do think that the vast majority of women should be and are capable of being married in their teen years.
Yeah, Dio and many others, and myself included, are on the same page with that, so.
And... the problem with current society is instead of those girls being, instead of teen girls being coupled with and married to men who want to marry them in their teen years, instead they're being told, oh no, sex is just something you do for fun and you get married much later.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Girls are very socially, peer pressure works on girls in general. Only the most autistic of women do not fall for peer pressure.
There's this narrative that the Jews push in media, just all forms of media. If you're a girl and you're watching Jew television or Jew movies, you'll get this message pushed on you about learning about the world through sex as a woman. That's pushed so fucking, that Oscar winning movie with that stupid woman, it's like she learns herself through joining a whorehouse and just fucking a bunch of men. And that's how she learns about life. It's so dumb. That is such a fucking false way of thinking.
It's been that way. No, Lou, understand, that has been the mainstream narrative for women since at least the 50s. At least the 50s. I mean, they were doing it with movies like That Touch of Mink back then. Okay? Yeah. I have...
Well, guys probably viewed it like, ooh, I'm gonna get some poo-tang. Fuck yeah, I want some pussy. We kind of thought, you know, the guys are like, we'll give in to the kikes a little bit if we get some more puss.
No, the kikes understand the nature of women. Women are easily addicted to sex.
Men too. You think men don't like that shit?
I'm sure, but it's, and women fall to the peer pressure. Women want the peer pressure. We want to be normal. We want to adapt to normal society. That is quite literally what women do. That's how women work. That's why women are average. That's why the basic bitch memes and what have you. Women have an average IQ of 105, and that's 80% of them.
No, women are dumb.
Women have 80% of women have an IQ within one standard deviation of 105. It drives me absolutely insane. Women are dumb. They're all the same.
They're like 80, really.
Well, 80. You need to understand. They seem like they're about 20 points lower because they all... We operate on emotion and feeling first. It's hormones.
The hormones.
Hormones control us. I have always said this. I always admit it. I hate it.
They suck the IQ out.
It does. It makes it so you don't think logically first. The logic comes second. It drives me nuts. Anyway, I actually wanted to talk about some of these damn comments.
More comments.
Let's see. Intro, prior video, whatever. I don't know anything about Niggy's bullshit. Stalin, let the women speak, Lou. Other women don't like it when you yell over already loud and emotional women.
Oh, plasma gun. What? Shut. Plasma gun doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Shut up, Bo. Shut up, bitch. You'll speak when spoken to.
Hold
or
on.
Something.
Hold on. Okay. There's a comment here, and I just want to say this.
Okay.
Bitch needs to be put in her place, like all women. Exactly. Yeah,
based.
Why I enjoy our conversation so much.
Yes. Yes. I got many updutes for that. Yes. Based.
Anyway.
Yes, Lou show, not Bo show. Bo is off the rails. I think we're both a little rawr in that episode. That was
sometimes.
Great. That was such a good one. That was such
it
a good
really
one, man.
Was. It was. Like I said, I love these conversations. Let's
yeah,
see.
Me too.
Humping AI robo lollies is as small dick energy as it gets. It means
bullshit.
You are so spurged out socially that the only way you can get laid is to bag a blow-up doll that you know by software that it will not reject you.
Dude, no one's even gonna do. People are gonna be doing when I have my fucking awesome, cool-looking lowly wife who dressed up in gothic lowly attire. It's gonna be so cool. Everyone's gonna be jelly of Lou. You watch. Everyone's gonna be super jelly, and be
Everyone
they're all gonna stare.
Nobody will care.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. It'll be great. Oh well, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, and all the women's will try to make them illegal, and I'll fight it with every. Bone and fiber of my bean, and then we'll talk about robot love, and we'll fight for robot waifu rights. It'll be great.
No, don't you understand, Lou? This is all part of the design destruction of humanity. Because
I can't
if
wait.
80% of men are fucking a robot, then polygamy will definitely be legalized, and it'll just be Chad.
I'm gonna have seven robot waifus. It'll be amazing.
Chad will have his harem of. Women, and
I can't wait.
You'll have a harem of robo waifus.
Oh my god, I can't wait for the dystopian future. You don't even know.
It's going to be insane.
I can't wait for the dystopian future. It's
going to be insane. Well, then this is all assuming that they can keep Clown World going. Now, if World War III hits and those chips die, we're fucked and there's no robo waifus.
We just got to do when everything crumbles, this is what I've said it in my book, even though it's kind of convoluted and hard to get to, but I'll fix that later. Basically, I say that when the crash happens, one of two things what's going to happen is the Jews are going to try and take control of everything like they always do and make it into one centralized bank. And before that happens, during the moment of instability, there's a moment you can strike. And that moment is when we have a chance to fix everything. That's the moment where all of us have to get off our asses. But, you know, I'll let you know when it's there. I'll let you know when it's here. Don't worry, guys. I'll let you know.
You'll let us know.
I'll let you know. The internet probably won't be working at that point, but I'll let you know.
Well, yeah. You know, the revolution won't be televised.
Exactly. In the moment of weakness, they will make it hard to communicate. That's just what they'll do.
Yeah, they will.
That's how you'll know. Yeah.
Let's see. So more comments. She's
yes.
dead on. I'm 15 years behind on tetanus, have been cut by rusty steel, and I'm fine. Exactly. I'm here to tell you vaccines are bullshit. I mean,
well, I think certain vaccines are bullshit.
All of them are bullshit.
No, the ones with you inject a little bit of the disease, those are okay.
I've read
fine.
All of it.
No,
they're all bullshit and they're all horrible.
Measles.
That's the reason
chicken
that they have
pox or whatever.
Stupid.
You take it a little bit and then you're good.
The MMR is the dude. The MMR is so bad for you care. That they bought off the government and made this bullshit vaccine court where the government now pays off.
Don't talk about this. It doesn't matter because I'm not getting my kid back. So it's a non-issue because even if I don't agree at the fundamental level, I'm not getting my kid vaxxed because I don't trust the fucking doctors anymore. So it doesn't fucking matter. It all leads to doesn't fucking matter. My kid's not getting vaxxed.
Okay. Let's see. Omega class. She is nuts. Men treat their love interest very well. I would never insult a female, even if she rejected my interest brutally. I just say something nice, smile, and move on. Your goal is to get married so you never mistreat a potential wife. I guess it depends what part of the country you live in. Live in the rural setting, finding a good woman is easier.
I agree, but that's kind of a cuck. That's kind of the cuck take slightly. That's kind of like the idealistic kind of hopeful outlook on everything kind of thing.
Your goal is to get married so you never mistreat a potential wife.
Exactly.
That's assuming that men were bedding me with the intention of marrying me, and they weren't, ever.
Yeah, most men aren't trying to do that. Most men just want to get a fuck, and they want to get out.
And that's just it. I don't even know how to say it, but some women get treated nicely by men, and some women don't. And it just depends on how you look.
Some women get treated... What do you mean by that? You think some woman got super... I think some people do get lucky, and maybe you'll get, like, youthful love where you meet your perfect idealistic boyfriend early on, and then you get married in high school, and you stay together for 20-plus years, okay? That happens. But also, people break up.
I've talked to a lot of women. I've known a lot of women.
And?
Men don't treat all women like whores. They don't. If she looks like she's shy and nice and sweet, you'll treat her like that in bed, apparently.
Treat her like that in bed? What do you mean? Is the guy like... Look, I think there's guys that are more kinky than other guys. I think there's guys that are kinder than other guys. I think there's dudes that are just assholes.
Depending on who you're chasing... Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm gonna pull me out here.
Everyone's different.
No, so... I've slept with some of the same guys as my friends have, and compared notes afterwards, and found out that because she looks like the sweet girl next door, he treated her way differently in bed than he treated me, because I look like a Playboy model.
Mm.
I get...
Well, maybe you were also more receptive to stuff than...
No. I'm talking when I was like, no. You don't understand. This was not me getting into my kink with some guy and going, well, why? No, this was...
Well, you're saying he's treating one girl sweeter than another girl in bed. Like, so what? Is he doing less kinky stuff? Is he kissing her more gently? What do you mean by that?
God, this is hard to talk about.
I guess.
Guys expect me to know what I'm doing.
Do they? Like, I mean...
Yeah.
You say he was sweeter with the girl, but like maybe he tried to do something. She's like, I don't want to do that or whatever. And like, no. So it's like guys expect you to know what to do. Guys do what they want. And then if you push back against it, they generally, for the most part, either keep pushing and then you keep pushing back and then they stop or they don't stop. You know, it's like it's when you say.
I really don't know how to put it because. I don't like talking about this. I don't like talking like this. Damn it, I wish my friend was here. She can talk like this and I can't. And that's it.
Well,
that right there is the crux of it, okay? I can't even fucking talk about this. I'm so fucking shy, okay? But my best friend who can talk dirty, who can say everything, who could tell you all the stuff that I can't get out in words, man, men treat her like she's a fucking princess. She has to tell them, oh no, I want to be tied up and beaten. Not even kidding. But me, they get into a room and they start slapping me around. And even if I say no, honey, you like it like this.
I think girls try to impress other girls and manipulate people. I think girls are manipulators, and I don't know. I just wouldn't trust other women. I wouldn't trust, I know guys. I know every guy is a predator, and I know
And
if she talks sex with you and is all kinky with you and is all open and not shy, then why the fuck would she be shy to the guy and then he treats her bad? It doesn't make any sense. And if it doesn't make sense, there's a reason for it.
And like I said, she looks like the sweet girl next door, and she always gets treated nice, and she has to...
I guess.
I don't even know how to put it.
Because why? Because she says so, or because you see it? Do you see her getting treated well?
Yes. I see her getting treated differently than I get treated. I see the different type. I see the kind of men that hit on her versus the men that hit on me. I see the kind of men that I attract versus the kind of men she attracted. She was allowed to say no when I wasn't. And that is the difference.
Yes.
She was raised on the right side of the tracks. She had parents who cared. My parents were hippies.
I think that does have some to do with it.
It does. It does. I don't even know how to put it, but this guy's wrong. Or maybe he's right, and maybe I just never got to... I don't think you understand that there are some girls who never get treated like that by a guy.
Treated like what? A princess?
Treated like a potential wife.
Treated like a potential wife.
Yeah. He said...
I think there's guys that haven't even been touched, and you're worried about being treated as a potential wife. Do you know, like, the different level of fucking bullshit that is?
Guys
that just wish they were touched. Like, I just wish I could be touched. And you're like, man, I need a guy to look at me in this exact certain way.
No.
Like, as we're in this relationship. It's just like, there's guys that, I mean, and then you could blame it on the guy, which is like, I'll blame it on the girl.
If you just wanted to be touched, you could be.
What do you mean? Like, wait, go up to a girl, please touch me? What the fuck do you mean?
No. I really don't know what it's like for a guy, because quite frankly, I have had the opposite problem. I have had, for most of my life, I mean, I had the opposite problem with...
I know. Because girls have a... Because you have, because it's opposite, because men have no social value, women have all the social value, and it reverses later in life. And so it's like, when women bitch about having so much social value, it's like, you don't even know what it's like to have zero social value, but you will enjoy. So that's literally what a lot of guys feel like. It's like you're complaining now. Okay, well, just wait until you hit that fucking wall, and then we'll really see you complain. I don't know. That's the sentimentality I get from a lot of guys online with the incel movement. There's guys that just wish they could get a girl to talk to them. What kind of girl? Any girl. Mediocre girls. I mean, even like decent. Even decent chicks can get. No.
Well, that's just it. I mean, how used up can she be? That's the problem. Okay, so
I don't even think guys care about that much.
But they do. They say they do. And it's not... Okay, Lou, it's not just about being touched, okay? It's not just about... Because, quite frankly, if you wanted to get fucked, you could go get fucked. Just about anybody could. The problem is people want relationships. That's the problem. You want an actual relationship, not just to get fucked. Because you could get fucked.
Yeah, when I say touch, that's a piece of being touched. It's being cared for. It's being longed for. It's being whatever. It's just being... It's physical affection.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some guys that just don't ever get that. Ever. So, just saying. People are lonely, man.
I know exactly what that feels like, okay?
Damn, so do really a lot of us.
Do. And you know what? I'm going to get into this because why the fuck not? Why not? Even my husband. Okay, I know what it's like to be desperate for physical affection. I do. I've been desperate for physical affection for 16 fucking years. I can't hug him. I can't anything for 16 fucking years. I have been rejected sex 4,000 or 5,000 times in the last 16 years because I'm persistent. I get it, okay? I get that feeling. I really do. Because I could go get laid. I could walk into any bar and I could get laid in 5 minutes. I might be 42, but not kidding when I say it's 40, 26, 38. I look good. My husband won't look twice at me. It's the worst thing you can do to your spouse.
I think people just get lulled into a sense of normalcy and complacency with what they got.
No, we've had discussions over it. You won't. When I say it's been 16 years, we've only been married 18 years. Not quite, actually. And it was like a switch flipped, and he wasn't attracted to me anymore. If I dress in a way that he says is attractive to him, he will reject me harder. It's something that happens in marriages. If you want to go to the scariest place on the internet, go to Reddit Dead Bedrooms. Horrible. Worst thing you can do to your spouse.
A lot of people soccer count that.
Yeah. Well, I live it. And he won't even acknowledge that it is psychologically damaging. I am stubborn. I don't want to break up my marriage. I have children I want to raise within a marriage. I've not cheated on them. I understand the rate of cheating with this particular thing is 100%. 100%. Because it's not just sexual rejection. It is all physical affection is rejected. I cannot offer any physical affection that he doesn't reject. And I don't know why. He won't go to counseling. He won't take a big dose of mushrooms. He won't do jack shit. I just have to deal with it.
Hold on.
So why would I put up with this? Because I don't know what it's like to have a man treat me well. But I know what it's like to have men treat me really bad. And I know what kind of predators go after single moms. So, I am a very stubborn woman.
Yeah, well, that's life, folks.
And that's life. There. Reality of fucking Bo's misery. Why is Bo on fucking line all the fucking time? Because I'm just as lonely as you motherfuckers.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Objectively speaking, sex was disgusting. Men like being silent during sex. It's so funny to me. Like, what's on your mind, King? What's on your mind, King? I don't think people should be thinking during sex. You should just be following your instincts. That's what it's kind of about, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just about following your instinct.
If you're thinking, you're doing too much. Stop thinking.
If you're thinking and holding conversations, you're doing the wrong fucking thing.
Yeah, less thought, more fucking.
Exactly. Less thinking, more doing.
Probably because they're doing it right and you're not. It's American says, first post, best post.
Exactly. First post, best post. Good grief. That's how you know she's a whore.
She's like bored during sex and she's trying to hold a conversation. Like,
yes.
That's weird.
Seriously, if she can hold a conversation during sex, man, damn.
How out of the act are you? And you're just like not even... The whole point of sex is like the social aspect. So if you're just out of it to that extent, just ended at that. Like, why are you even there?
Yeah.
Snope out. That's like, want to help me shave kind of feelings. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Samaritan says, I actually tend to think about other things, especially when she forces me to stop because she's coming and it hurts. It hurts her to come, I guess. Isn't it the opposite of that? Doesn't it feel good to come? You silly goose. She coming forcefully, the convulsions. The convulsions are too much.
Is she fighting it so she doesn't actually come all the way? So it.
My ex used to complain slightly about that, about having like convulsions. If I made her come really hard, she'd get a little violent, you know?
Well, yeah, you just give in to that.
It's yeah.
Hurt so good. Mm. There's a whole song about it. Anyway.
I guess. This American says, bitch, I'm just trying not to blow my load in 2 seconds. I mean, I don't, but it takes concentration.
Janet Reno.
I guess, bro. Just slip a condom on, man. Just slip a condom on. Ba-bang, ba-da-boom. You can now last forever. Very simple. This French anon says, talking during sex is goofy as fuck. One time a girl tried to get me into it by saying weird nonsense, calling me daddy, but I just couldn't take part in that. It's so cringe. I never talk like that IRL. Dude, are you kidding me? That'd be so hot. Oh, fuck. I say a little kinky shit when I'm getting going. I don't know. I get a little kinky. I get a little kinky. I like it. You gotta feed into the kink a little sometimes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. You feed it into your partner. So it's like whatever your partner's doing it into, you kind of get into that too. It's just you feed off each other. That's how it works.
That's the social aspect of sex. Yes.
Yeah. That's how it goes. This Peruanon says, baseball and equations so we don't come. Unlike you stupid whores, we need to put effort in bed. You just lie on her back and take it without doing jack shit. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Women could do the Kegels. Women could do the Kegels. You never got the Kegel, girl? You gotta flex those muscles.
Dude, I've had 5 kids. They teach you how to do Kegels, man. You gotta learn to do Kegels. Otherwise, you leak. Yeah, Kegels are... Ladies, do your Kegels. Reminder, Kegels right now. 30 seconds. Boom. There you go.
I feel like you ain't doing it right. I don't know. Shit, man. This American says, what's on your mind? I've thought about the Holocaust to try and not coom too soon, actually. The Holocaust? Dude, that made me coom faster. It was an actual Holocaust. Holy fuck, dude. It made me hard. Holy shit. You think about the Holocaust? Are you a Jew? Are you a Jew thinking about your brothers dying? Like, what the fuck? That makes no sense. Questionable.
New fag.
This American says it makes me coom buckets in minutes. Exactly. I mean, think about the Holocaust is the opposite of not cooming. I don't get it. That's the most questionable thing in this thread so far.
It is. That seems like bait.
I don't think it's bait. I think it's just a Jew fucking up.
Maybe.
This Britbong says, I think about dead puppies so I don't nut early. Dude, I'm on 4chan, so some of those wires are crossed. I can't do that, really. not that thinking about dead puppies is arousing or anything, but those wires are kind of a little crossed a little in my brain now because of so much 4chan, and it just doesn't work as good as it may for you, is all I'm saying.
Doesn't work as well as you might think.
Yeah.
Ron Paul happening meme does something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a lot of gore.
Awesome.
Right next to tits, so.
You remember Live Leak?
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Porn, gore. Right next to each other. It was
Yeah. I'm a little desensitized.
I'd be lying if I said I was.
Okay, I'm gonna move on to the next thread. We got, do you enjoy modern television? And the picture is a webm of the new Fallout show. I don't know what episode this is, but we got some interracial couple. We got interracial kissing. We got the white women's getting blacked, getting burning the coal, but straight up burning the coal. It's not even white male, black female, which is almost passable. It's kind of like you're bleaching them slightly. It's kind of better, but not really. But this is way worse. This is awful. This is the worst it could possibly be.
They've been pushing this bullshit on women for so fucking long. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner back in the fucking 60s was the first one. What was it? Anne Margaret and Sidney Poitier or whatever his name was.
The propaganda works too. It tricks the goddamn hot women into liking niggers, the animal niggers. It works.
Well, women are tricked. Women are social. If you put it in front of them and say, this is what women do, they're going to go, oh, well, I'm a woman, I do this. That's what they do. All of us. That's why they do that. That's why they give women the vote, because we're easy to manipulate. Every time they want to destroy society, they give women the vote because we're easy to fucking manipulate.
Women, we need to get that away from women. We need to revert it back to before we gave them the right to vote and reverse everything that happened after that, really. Just reverse everything that happened after that.
I agree.
That was all a mistake. That'll bring America back to its greatness.
It would get us pretty darn close, yeah. It would get us pretty darn close. We'd still need to go back just a little further to get rid of the Fed. If I'm remembering correctly, I think the Fed was like 1913 and giving women the right to vote was a few years later. But you just need to roll shit back. We really do.
They got their shit in there and then they fucked it all up.
They did. But those Jews. This is just kiked media.
This Black Lives Matter Anon says, do not envy. Go, literally go fuck yourself, Anon. Go fuck yourself.
You know that's probably just a kike with a meme flag.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, kike. Envy. It's the opposite of envy. It's disgust.
It is. It's disgust. It really is just disgust.
Go fuck yourself. Envious of some coal burner? I don't have to be envious of her fucking getting impregnated by some nigger and having to raise a child by herself. Ooh, disgusting. Have fun.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. And that is exactly what
happens.
Dumb
bitch.
One of the best statistics I ever spouted off to a chick, a dumb chick who was dating a nigger, I said, did you know that 98% of niggers walk out on the white woman? I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, if you get pregnant, 98% of niggers walk out on the white woman. 2%.
That's why in this show it's comical that the white male is with the black child, like the female walked out on him. It's like reversed. It's weird.
Yeah. It's just kiked media. It's just kiked media. They basically went, okay, this is something that all the weebs and all the gamer guys, all the weebs and all the gamers, they're going to watch this. You guys are all going to watch this, and we can kike up your minds with some bullshit. And that's what they did. And yeah, you're disgusted by it, but you're still going to watch the show, right?
Maybe. I like his backstory. His backstory is good. I haven't watched any more episodes, so I don't really know.
And that's just it. It's going to be a good story. It's going to be... I mean, if the dude was white, it would be a great fucking show.
Yeah.
But they kiked it, and it's going to be kiked in a whole bunch of little ways, and they do it to normalize all those things so that over time you will accept it. So maybe you're still disgusted by the nigger kissing the white chick, but your kids won't, or your grandkids won't be. I mean, right now, Zoomers are way less disgusted by this than boomers are. I mean, the boomer generation, they still, only 25% of them are okay with a nigger kissing a white girl. They don't like this. Zoomers, fully 90% of them don't care.
I guess, but that's kind of, I think that's skewed a little bit in weird ways.
No, that's just what, that's what the being subjected to the media, so being bombarded to it so extensively via media does to you. Because
it's not just media, it's
the
school, it's the public schools too. It's the public school system.
Yep.
Corrupts
it's
them.
Public schools too. It corrupts them and it forces them to be together. And it wasn't as bad when I was a kid. I still went to a school that was pretty much all white. And there were a couple of Indians and a couple of Mexicans and a couple of Jews. But tiny school. Tiny fucking school. I mean, are there any comments in this that are... Everybody
I'm looking
knows
through
this
them.
Is just fucking kiked.
There are a lot of... We got the Lordy Dim Rings. We got some Lordy Dim Ring comments. Gang of the Ring. A lot of the, you know, the ring memes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Reddit liked it. You guys are just jaded.
Reddit liked it. We're just jaded. That he's just debating, though. That's bait.
Oh, I know.
That's easy bait. That's easy bait. I haven't owned a television in more than 20 years. Okay, but you're on your computer with a monitor, you fuck. You know you can watch stuff on your computer. Stop bullshitting.
Yeah.
This Montenegro Anon says, I hardly ever watch modern series. I'm currently not watching anything with the notable exception of Shogun, which is pretty based and pretty non-woke. Isn't there like a nigger in Shogun?
I don't know. I haven't
no
watched
niggers?
It yet. My husband's
I heard it was
watching
okay.
it, but I haven't seen it.
Hmm. Well, maybe I'll check that out. I don't know. Everything's kiked.
Everything's kiked, so I expect it to be kiked in some way, yeah.
Anime was kind of like the last bastion of non-kikery, but even anime now, there's giant... Warner Brothers is now going to come out with like 9 anime a year to compete with other anime. So we got American companies that are now going to compete with Japanese companies. I don't want that.
I don't want that. Didn't we have... We had our own American animation. I mean, that's what Disney is. That's what... I mean, we have our own animation style. Why do we have to corrupt Japanese anime?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's stupid.
I mean, because that's what they're doing. The answer is because kikes. You know the answer is because kikes.
Yeah.
Because kikes want to make money off weebs. That's why. and corrupt us at the same time.
Mrs. Marigold says, it's simple. I see Jews pushing nigger white woman romance. I turn it off. It's in everything now, so I don't even bother watching television.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit better if it's going the other way, but even then it's still bad. Miss America says whites can't stop losing.
Whites don't control anything, dude. It's not that we're losing, it's that we don't control anything.
We don't control anything, and then the whites that are in power are so fucking self-loathing and self-hating that they can't stick up for their own race, and they don't even want to stick up for their own race. They want to be cucks. Like, 9 times out of 10, they're willing, obedient slaves to Jewish propaganda, and they want to just cuck to the narrative of diversity equals strength.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. It hurts to wake up from it. I mean, it does. It hurts to wake up from it, so it's much, much easier to just believe the lie and live the lie.
Look, now that a lot of the left is waking up because of Palestine getting bombed into dust and literally thousands and thousands of children getting killed by Jews in Gaza, thousands and thousands and thousands of them getting killed and slaughtered and murdered by Jews. Maybe now that they've seen that happening and they're waking up to that, that's the start of the...
That is the start of the awakening, because as soon as you start seeing how horrible the Jews are, and that's just it. That's one of the reasons I love that all those Hollywood kikes wrote that big letter in support of Israel and telling people that, you know, Israel good and what they're the genocide in Gaza is just fine. It's not a real genocide and fuck off.
Wake up.
You know? Oh man, that was wonderful. I loved seeing that. All those Hollywood kikes saying Israel good, because that's going to wake more people up. They're going to start going, I don't like that guy. Why did he say that?
Exactly.
And it's just another domino falling, because as soon as you start seeing them and seeing how evil they are, you realize they're all that evil.
That's 100% true, and that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day.
Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Have fun surfing the slide, guys.
Have fun surfing the slide. Have a great day. Goodbye.
But why does no one ever get mad at Egypt? I mean, there's three crossings into Gaza. There's two from Israel and one from Egypt. Egypt supports this blockade fully.
Yeah, Egypt.
They are fully complicit and happy about it. And you have also other nations in the region. You have, you know, there's all these Palestinian refugees. Other nations in the region are refusing to take them in. So what's going on with that? Why is it that these people are... You know, why is it that this group of people are so unpalatable to the rest of the people in the region? It's not just Israel who comes against these people. Do you know what I mean?
It's the strategy. Like, all of these nations have made a pact that they weren't going to take them as citizens because they want a perpetual refugee population there. That's right. A stateless group of people, because they want them to go into Israel.
It's like, all politics.
They could take these people. And I know, like, there have been problems when you import a mass of them that they don't think the government's radical enough. This happened, like, where they try to assassinate the king of Jordan. But the fact of the matter is, they were citizens of Jordan. Like, there was no Palestine that Israel took over, and they were citizens of Egypt. But, like, the plan, and all the Arab states are basically aligned on this, is to keep them there, have them be stateless people. Because eventually, like, it, in my opinion, it will work. Like, I'm actually pretty doomer on, like, the future of Israel, because public pressure is already turning against them. You can get attacked. It's the greatest terrorist attack in your history, proportionally one of the worst in the world compared to their population. And public opinion is, like, not on their side, and they're only losing
here,
ground.
Right? Public opinion where? Here? Or
even here, it's low. But, like, worldwide, I mean, now, granted, there's, like, 55 countries with built-in animosity to them for the jump. But yeah, they're losing public opinion on the world stage. So this is the design. This is the plan. And I think back when the 67 war happened and they actually expanded into this territory, they should have sent the people there. Because what happened to the Jewish populations in all these other countries? They were removed from their countries and they had to go to Israel.
So, repopulation is the tactic.
But you think they should have?
The important thing people
that?
Need to understand about war is that you're not making any moral arguments. It's never going to happen. There is no circumstance where you say, hey, Israel, what you did was wrong and unjust.
Well, I think
their response is going to be, we're at war. Have a nice day.
I think,
dude, you know.
Yes.
But anyway.
What?
Anyway. Okay, so, but.
You know. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. You know. you know, anyway, you know,